Within the arts humanities especially, I think that there's a really good opportunity to plan throughout the project before you actually make any research data. This is something that's kind of embodied within the technical appendix of the HRC bid. But even if you're not filling that out, I think it's really important to have some sort of plan before you begin, which should cover issues like copyright, permissions, the nature of the data, the formats you're going to need it to be in, and also to kind of strongly identify who's going to be using that and for what. And so that planning period before any research data is actually made, I think it might be painful at the beginning, but it can save a whole lot of work and time later on. One of the problems which has been coming up lately has been spoken about today at the event, which is there's a whole lot of potentially very useful digital media which is ephemeral or is likely to disappear in a short amount of time. This is material from YouTube or Flickr or Vimeo or places like that, which is potentially really useful, but we don't have the mechanisms in place at the moment to make sure that it's citable and sustainable, and therefore it's not taken as seriously as no doubt it will be in the near future. I'd recommend open source over proprietary technologies and tools wherever possible. It's not always possible to go along the open source route, but it's usually possible to make an open source version in addition to a proprietary version, if you like. Now, in essence, what this means is that the open source tools are supported by a community of users, and while there's an interested enthusiast out there, you can find help and support to assist you use those tools. Proprietary formats, and this can be software, but it can also be hardware formats, especially in the multimedia world. We can think of a whole long list of digital videotapes which have come and gone in a very small space of time. These formats are particularly susceptible to rapid obsolescence. While the maker or group of makers see a profit margin in making that technology, it will be supported. When that goes away, there's no incentive for them to support that any longer. Therefore, it becomes obsolete.